everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio TV as well, now that we're on Facebook Live TV. I've heard from several listeners and clients thanking me for the messages this month on healing family relationships. And this is the perfect time as we are getting closer to the holiday season with Thanksgiving only just one way. I can't really believe that we're at this stage already. And one of those clients that wrote me this beautiful, lovely email, and she said, "Candy, I must tell you that I listen to your Angel Healing House radio show every week because you're such a wonderful storyteller. It's through the stories that I often get inspired and motivated. I don't know how you do it, but when I feel like I can't go on, magically, your story on that particular program will give me hope and faith to keep going and be reassured that God and the angels always have my back. Thank you for your stories as they do enrich my life. P.S. I especially like your stories as they all have happy endings. Your faithful listener," and that comes from Kathleen, and she lives near County Cork in Ireland. So thank you so much, Kathleen. Continuing with our theme of healing family relationships, which has been helpful for many, the Posse of Angels, my wonderful angelic family, wish to focus on what can be a very trying relationship for many. And this, in today's topic, is mother-daughter relationships. And boy, did this topic elicit reactions in people. One person said that she related today's topic of mothers and daughters getting along with a Foreigner song, the band Foreigner, and their song, "I Wanna Know What Love Is." And she went on to say that she really didn't have a clue as to what she had done or not done in her mother-daughter relationship for her daughter to choose to be estranged from her. And she certainly did not know how to fix it. Well, firstly, the Posse of Angels is saying that it's not yours to fix, as this is not broken. It doesn't matter what we do. The other person has free will and free choice, and they can act whichever way they perceive to choose to be right. if one plays this game of one person being right and one person being wrong, then nobody wins. I knew this was a really important topic because the Posse of Angels had sent me many clients over the past 16 years who shared the same exact story of how they hated their mothers. Now, the majority of these clients were in their late 40s and 50s, and they felt belittled, diminished, as if they were not good enough because of their mother's disrespectful comments. Now, each client had revealed to me that their mothers criticized them for their choices on almost everything that they did, including things like how they dressed, how they decorated their homes, their cooking, their baking abilities, their driving, how they styled their hair, wore their makeup, and how they treated their husbands or reared their children. Now, many of these women said that even when they went out of their way to please their mothers, whatever they did, well, it was still somehow not good enough. In each case, even though the details of the client's stories were different, the Posse of Angels were able to clearly explain the underlying reason for their mother's comments and behaviors. In each of these clients, which were the daughters, each of these client sessions, I asked them to describe their grandmother and how their own mother was raised. Well, I wasn't surprised when they described their grandmothers. These clients spoke about unhappy marriages to physically and emotionally abusive men who were controlling. Some of them were alcoholics, others cheated on their wives. They also told me how important it was for their grandmother's generation to be seen to do everything just in the prescribed correct way, so they would not be embarrassed by their husbands or they're embarrassed by their community. Now, it was really important for these women to dress to please their husbands, to cook, present the meals in just the right way, always have the house neat, just in case someone dropped by unexpectedly, and do the right things, well, according to their husbands. With their grandmothers living this controlled and very stifled way of life, much of their individual expression was slowly eroded away in order to conform. Now, as a result of carrying this very heavy burden of pretenses, their little girl inside of them, this little girl lightness and freedom and emotional joy, well, it was slowly snuffed out of them, leaving them emotionally suffocated. And because their daughters, the clients who were sitting in front of me, wished so much to be loved and to get praise and recognition from their own mothers, they felt betrayed by the one person who they thought would be able to show them unconditional love. Yet this was very difficult for their mothers because by having to conform, they simply lost their identity and the ability to love themselves for exactly who they are and their choices, and therefore they were closed off when it came to demonstrating love to others, especially their children. Now, when one lives with having one's personality and one's choices constantly criticized, it makes the child within us very sad, as it stifles who we are. This message that is sent to us tells us that we're not important and that what we think and feel really doesn't matter. By not being shown consideration, we take to heart that we don't have importance. It takes away our hope and sees many women slip into depression and despair. In each of these women's sessions, when I asked them how they pampered and how they nourished themselves, well, each one of them told me that they did nothing nurturing for themselves. The underlying cause was that because of not being listened to and acknowledged for their self-worth, they didn't think themselves worthy or deserving of practicing self-love or demonstrating to themselves that they had value. In fact, one of the women who did nothing to nurture her own joy was so very codependent that she told me that her husband had recently taken up a hobby which he was passionate about. Yet she berated him that he would rather spend time on his hobby than spending time with her. Now, her husband was in fact demonstrating to her how to joyously give to oneself by taking up a pastime or a hobby, so she would not feel so empty and dependent on getting her fulfillment only by taking care of everyone else. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying, how is the universe ever going to give to us when we don't open ourselves to receive by demonstrating to God and the angels that we are important enough to be given to? Now, as I had asked each one of these clients to look back at their mother's controlled life and how that programming fueled much of their lack of worthiness and self-love, I asked them to describe their relationships with their own daughters. Each one of them told me that there were heated arguments, shouting, great turbulence because their daughter just did not listen to them, didn't follow their advice, and they were constantly defiant. Several of the mothers cried and said that they did everything possible for their daughters, provided for them, sacrificed for them, demonstrated love, and wished only for their very best, and yet they were still treated with dishonor and little to no consideration and respect. It was then that I pointed out that the wheel of life had turned again generationally and had not changed much at all for the way they described how they felt from the disrespectful treatment from their mothers to the disrespectful treatment that they were experiencing from their own daughters. The majority of these clients were stunned as they let this correlation between the generations sink in, because they never thought to see it from that perspective. Now, firstly, the Posse of Angels shared with these women that what their mothers criticized and complained about, it really had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with them. When the mothers criticized their daughters' choices, the criticism and judgment was more a reflection of the unresolved hurt and insecurity inside of them, as they had never been acknowledged and honored for who they were when they were growing up. They felt very judged. Being treated this way was all they had ever known, and it made their default programming come from a place of great hurt and damage, and they were drawn then to controlling others. You know, it is often the case that if someone is controlled and the hurt and the sadness and rage then goes unresolved, then that person will often act out unconsciously and carry into the next generation the same patterns of controlling others or always pushing to be right. Although the nitpicking comments from my clients' mothers included, for instance, things like how they bought the wrong shade of blue towels for the new guest bathroom, to criticizing them for wearing their hair in a new way, well, these things may sound trite and they may sound insignificant, but these comments actually came from a deep place of insecurity, being judged, and having been hurt. Because my clients' mothers had not been allowed to establish a strong, secure foundation of self and communicate their personal opinions openly, they carried around low self-worth into adulthood, feeling empty and emotionally unfulfilled. And when one is empty and not having their sense of self recognized, they will then create opportunities which are sadly often judgmental, or how their opinions are better or more right, which ultimately makes others wrong. Because my client's mothers had in effect been silenced while growing up, and it was that generation, and they were silenced as wives, as mothers, as sisters, as aunties, as daughters, they went out of their way then to create opportunities to express their opinions and for their voice to be heard. And instead of seeking ways to be happy and joyful, they sought ways to be right. Now, secondly, and this might sound strange, the Posse of Angels asked each one of these women to accept and to bless their mother for exactly who she is, including her choices, and not to keep trying to change them. This was a big ask. They were reminded that there is no right or wrong. There's no good or bad. There's no right towels which need to go into the new guest bathroom. And that each of us is walking our own journey as we see fit. And their mothers were allowed, with their free will, to make their own choices and say whatever they chose. In fact, the more my clients released, let go, and surrendered, trying to dictate how their mothers should or ought to act, and just bless them for exactly where they were, you know, suddenly their frustration and reactions to their mothers melted away and diminished. This reason for this is because they consciously allowed themselves to drop all the illusions of attachments as to how they should, how their mothers should act. And by allowing their mothers to walk their own path as they saw fit and not be so caught up in the expectations and attachments to all the have-tos, suddenly, my clients had no more triggers as daughters to upset them. And thirdly, well, the Posse of Angels told these women that the best thing that they could do for their relationship with their mother was to have the most extraordinary relationship with themselves. The Posse of Angels asked my clients to turn the mirror back on themselves and put more emphasis on making their happiness and the fulfillment of what they desired a priority by increasing their joy, by increasing their peace, by increasing their self-worth and value, their creativity, their enthusiasm, and their love for who they are. The recognition and comments from their mothers, or anyone else for that matter, would hold no trigger for them, as they would be already fulfilled and not seeking love, approval, or recognition from anything outside of themselves. Because many people seek their identity outside of themselves, we've been taught that by magazines, newspapers, media, to not feel good about ourselves and to get our identity in that new fashion or in that new thing or seek something outside of ourselves. And because we've been taught to do this, we fall victim to getting our sense of self otherwise from other people who have their own agenda. Anytime we seek our identity externally, we open ourselves to fall prey to the doctrines and the dictates and the agendas of other people's opinions and what they think is correct for us to follow. when each of these clients began to really focus, and to take the focus off of expectations and attachments as to how their mothers or their daughters needed to change, to putting their energies and their focus on nurturing themselves and their creative expression and their dreams. You know what happened, listeners? Each one of them, their lives became rich and full. In all cases, they remarked how their relationships improved dramatically. This was because the attachment and the energies of expecting the worst changed to become one of tolerance, acceptance, and forgiveness by choosing peace and happiness and joy over choosing to be right. The Posse of Angels is reminding all of us that in order to jump off this carousel of always being affected by our mothers or our daughters or anyone else's comments or opinions, it is so vastly important to establish a wonderful, empowered, loving, and peaceful relationship with ourselves. Because the world is truly in each one of us, and if there is unconditional love, if there is tolerance, if there is patience, if there's forgiveness inside of us, then that will be reflected out and we will see that mirrored back to us in our reality. It's through our nourishing and nurturing that we unconsciously tend and nurture things like we're being gentle and kind, non-judgmental and compassionate, and we truly don't allow anyone else to dictate or take away our peace and our pride in who we intrinsically are. So do remember that if you do struggle with your own relationship with your mother, as we are going into the holidays and a lot of people are getting together with family. I had one client said she's being forced to go to a family reunion at Thanksgiving. Didn't sound like much fun for her. And also going into the holiday season after that. And also those of us mothers who have daughters, re-listen, please, to the Posse of Angels advice, because it will create more peace and harmony in your life. And when I went to my spirit animal cards to get more insight, who came slinking in? Slink, slink, slink. But Cat Spirit. These are beautiful cards by Colette Baron Reed, and they are called the Spirit Animal Oracle. There it goes. And so when Cat comes in, it's calling us to claim our independence, allowing us to grow. And even though many of us are coming into a time when we will be collaborating with others on our dreams and our projects, it's important to walk with dignity and integrity, knowing who we are, by trusting the value of what is important to us and what we bring to the world and our new partnerships and collaborations, especially if we are presented with contracts to sign, then the world will respect and reflect all of this back to us. And in addition to be independent, Cat Spirit is calling us to be curious, to be adventurous, and have the courage to explore and discover new arenas and new things about ourselves. So just like the cat, let your independent spirit roam free. Oh, thank you, cat. Meow, meow, meow. There he goes. Have fun exploring. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Huff, on Angel Healing House Radio. My sound just went down. Hold on.
Okay, you've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio.
For that, Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific on Tuesdays, Pacific Standard Time. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll take some of those calls for those free angel readings. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. And we'd love to take your call. So see you after this quick break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff. Angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Today, we've been speaking about the topic, which is
entitled Mothers and Daughters. And it's part of our Healing Family Relationships in November, as it's really important to go into the Thanksgiving holidays, and also go into the holiday season, not being triggered and not being reactive, as this will give you a much better holiday season, and just focusing on tolerance and unforgiveness. Tolerance and being forgiven, forgiving others. And unconditional love. Let's see. If you want to call in for a free angel reading, please do call in on 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to our first caller. We have Stephanie from New York. Hi, Stephanie. You're on the line. Stephanie, are you there?
Oh, hi. Sorry, I didn't hear you at first.
Oh, that's okay. Nice to hear your voice. How are you doing?
I'm okay, for the most part. Thank you.
Oh, good. what's been happening in your life?
Well, the main thing, I guess, that's been on my mind is, you know, I mentioned, I don't know if it was on one of these calls, that I had gotten some good news with a biopsy, and I was very happy and excited about that. And then, since then, I've been having problems with my period, and it was a uterine biopsy, and so I guess I'm getting worried that something is wrong, and I was excited a little too soon, and you know, I don't really know what's going on or what to do.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I'm getting is that you have to allow the body to take time to adjust
what you've been through. And this is really important. You know, the body
is not a machine. And you have had a lot of stress over the last year, 2 years, 3 years, and then building up to this. So it's really, really important for you to, you know, just allow yourself and take time to, you know, say, get in a quiet meditative state and just allow yourself to say, my body is doing the best that it can. Your default is going to what is wrong. And correct me if I'm wrong here.
Yeah, you're right. And also, you know, they keep calling. They want me to come in for, you know, a more invasive biopsy because they're determined to find something wrong. And they just sent a certified letter yesterday because I haven't been returning their calls. And they're really pressuring me. And they're, you know, convinced they're going to find something. And you know, they're not happy that, mm-hmm. you know, nothing showed up at all on the last one and almost nothing on the one before that. You know, they're not seeing it as a healing progression. They're just like, you know, really trying to find it, and they're almost like harassing me about it. And, you know, that right. doesn't help either.
Well, the Posse of Angels would never tell you not to go or to go. They would tell you to look into your heart and to make that decision. But what they're saying is the stress around this is not helping you any. And they're saying that, again, that the body is not a machine and it does take time to heal. And that the more in every moment, Stephanie, your cells are talking to one another. Mm-hmm. And if you are saying that things are untoward, things are not right, things are not good, then what happens is then the body starts to manufacture dis-ease in some shape or form. And if it's held long enough, then it shows up in our physical symptoms. So let me go to the cards and see what comes out. First card that's coming out for you is the Fool, and the Fool is the card of not only new beginnings, but it's also the card of innocence. It's the card of the child within, and they want you to be more trusting with your own decisions. Okay, have the faith in yourself and in your intuition. And this would help you tremendously. The next card that's coming out for you is the Page of Swords. The Page of Swords also is that card of being the student again, allowing yourself to be taught, but to doing research as well. Take you're told, take that on board, and then do more research yourself, perhaps getting a second opinion or whatever that might put your mind to rest. And this is another card, the Queen of Cups, is about
Oh,
wait, I'm sorry, you cut out. I heard Queen of Cups, and then I didn't hear what you said after that.
Okay. So the next one is the Queen of Cups, which is all about following your intuition. So you've got a number, almost all three cards here. It's about being the student, being the child, following your intuition, and maybe doing some research, and maybe getting another opinion. You know, taking those positive results to someone else and say, "Look, I got this, and what would your opinion be?" And I think that would be really helpful to put your mind to rest.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm feeling some relief now. And I was about to do that before, and then I didn't. I messaged on a portal on a different doctor, and he said, we'll call the office. And then I don't know if I've been afraid to, but I haven't. So I've been, you know, I haven't followed through on that. But, yeah, that would be, yeah, that feels good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I can feel the relief in your cells, you know, and you feel like, oh, you know, like let, and this letting go is creating peace, is creating health, is improving your immune system. And, you know, on one hand, you're being proactive. And on the other hand, you feel like, you know, you're not just in limbo. So have a beautiful day, Stephanie. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it. Have a beautiful day, too.
You too. Bye-bye. And that brings up a really good point. By the way, if you want to call in for a free angel reading, do call in on 1-800-930-2819. But Stephanie's call does pick up, bring up a really good point. One of those things is that most of the time, our default programming is to go to what is wrong. And the default programming of things not being right in our life, where it's just as easy to go to that default, that programming. You can switch it by saying, this is happening for my greatest good and the greatest good of all concerns. So it really doesn't matter what the circumstance is. I know this is difficult to believe, but whatever happens in front of us, it could be teaching us tolerance. It could be teaching us patience. It could be teaching us acceptance, and certainly forgiveness. That's why we here as spirit in human form have been have the experience of duality. Whereas when we're across the veil, everything is beautiful. Everything is fine. We drop all ego. There's no drama anymore. There's only complete bliss and pure wholeness. But we have duality here on the earth plane. And when you have duality, you have contrast. How would you ever know if everything was always light? And nothing was dark or in shadows, how would you ever know the intensity and the beauty of the light if you weren't presented with those things of darkness? And when I say presented, I mean that you co-created in your contract, in your book of life before you incarnated, those people of contrast, those events and situations that presented you with contrast in order to learn things like unconditional love and forgiveness. You know, it's very easy across the veil. And I speak about this. I speak about this in my book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. It's very easy when we're across the veil to experience love, because that's all there is. You know, I've spoken to my dad many times since he crossed over 3 years ago. I've spoken to his beautiful spirit. And he says he's very different now that he's crossed over. He sees things very differently. Many people's relatives who have come through while we're having sessions together, they say they're very different as their default programming of anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, criticism, judgment, all of those things, they melt away when they crossed over and they go through their life's review and they can see themselves very differently. So let's go, we have Kimberly. Kimberly just jumped on the line from Yakima. I'll find out where that is. Kimberly, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Am I on? Oh,
yes.
Hi.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Greetings. Hi. I am doing fantastic.
I'm so glad.
you pretty much saved my life.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Candy, everything just turned around.
Oh,
you told me exactly what to do, and I did it. You were like, stay positive. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other, because I was just having a horrific time in my marriage, and it's just really a miracle. It really happened fast. Around the time that, like, everybody was saying things are manifesting very fast, and if you just stay positive. So, I mean, it's just... Candy, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It really turned around. You gave me a reading back in September and October. The miracle happened, and it just saved a lot of, like, people's lives that would have been affected by my marriage and family breaking up. And we're together, and I'm just living one day at a time, staying positive, and you know, it's like my husband's still not in his truth, but I accept that with unconditional just compassion. It's his life. It's his deal with God and the Maker when he chooses to live his truth. But you know what? I'm okay. I'm free. I'm free and I'm living my truth. And I thank you. I thank you for that. And in the summer, I was lucky enough to call in, and you were like, the posse said, run to the Reiki master, or run to the Reiki, situation. And so since then, I took a workshop, and I'm a Reiki master.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to let that unfold for me.
Yeah.
Can I feel it? Am I... What do we say? What is the posse saying for me? I just thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. That's such a beautiful testimonial. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Kimberly. The posse of angels are applauding you. They are saying that you decided to come home to yourself. You know, what you were experiencing before was this tug of war. Whether you would push a different agenda, and what you would, and that agenda was of being right and of being hurt, and coming from that angle. And then what you did was you released and you surrendered and you let go.
Totally.
And then by doing that, you let the divine in you then light your path. And by allowing God and the angels to light your path, you became freer. You actually found your wings. You found your wings in order to fly, to not be judgmental, and to be able to be led. They're saying, like a little, you know, come to me as a child and mm-hmm. allow yourself to be led. And that's exactly what you did. And they're saying, as a result of doing that, you should, and there's that word should, mm-hmm. you will notice that your life will flow with more ease and more grace from now on. And then as a result of that, you will indirectly and directly, help others to direct their paths with God's light, the sources and divine's light, and then you're creating your own world of light as a result of doing that. So that's the message from the posse mm-hmm. of angels, which is pretty extraordinary.
You're spot on. It's happening. The flow is happening, people. And
yeah.
Candy, it's just amazing. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Yeah. I love that, Kimberly. Would you write what you just told me in a testimonial? That just blows my socks off. And I'm not even wearing socks.
I will re-listen and jot it down. Absolutely, absolutely. I want everybody out there to believe in this. You surrender, and you told me this the last time we talked. Surrender, take your hands off the steering wheel. Or I read it, and let God and the angels steer you around all the miracles, and that's exactly, I just completely surrendered. And don't be afraid, you know, the fear factor of just taking fear out of everything you do, everybody. Take fear out of everything. There's nothing to be afraid of here.
Yeah, we are not. And the funny thing about this is that we are children of that divine reflection. And we were never, ever, as spirit, in these funny little meat suits, I call it, or this vehicle, this human vehicle that we're in. We were never meant to do this alone. We were always, and we're always under the providence of God and his messengers, the angels. And we're always guided and protected and adored and cherished more than we possibly can imagine. But if we open up to being, guided, you know, and watching for her signs as to, you know, where to go, what to do, you know, then our life becomes like a treasure map. And and then people look at us and then they say, I want what she's having. You know, I wiggle. I'm like a little girl. Every moment is in excitement because I know that I'm never alone. And I'm always under the grace and the providence of God and the angels. You are living proof that this does work. This does work. And somebody said, yeah, but what if it works just up until now? And what if tomorrow, like a faucet, it's turned off? I said, you know what? Once you're in the flow, I said, you're in the flow.
Yeah. And you can feel it. And now I can kind of conjure it a little bit too, in a way, you know?
And you know,
to feel it.
Yeah. And Kimberly, you know immediately when you're out of that flow. When you start to worry about, you know, whatever it is, whatever that concern or that issue is, when you dip down, you know, now that we're in the fifth dimensional, higher, those of us that are living in those higher dimensions and creating those higher dimensions, we know when we dip down and it doesn't feel good. And it's like we're drowning. And so we find something to be grateful and appreciative for, and we pop up. It's like our heads pop up into the higher dimensions and we go, oh, now I can breathe.
Yes, that is so funny. Yes, that's awesome.
Awesome.
My hearts are continuing. I'm the one with the heart, so that
yes,
you know,
yes,
so they're, of course, they're coming, and it's just so fun and beautiful and everything. And everybody out there too, number signs are wonderful. The angels and God, and I don't know, but I really get a very hits with numbers, and that's really fun and exciting.
Yeah.
And it's just really neat. It's like, it's the code as well. Like I'm seeing now 909, which is kind of a powerful number. It's really fun. Like this is all a blessing in disguise. And oh my God, what I have gone through, it's like worse than death actually, because it's a living death of like my marriage that never was. And that's okay. I accept that. And I'm even still living with the guy, and my close family and friends know that, and it's good. It's all good. Actually, this is all temporary, you know. We're like, what, I'm listening to your book now, and I just love it. So I can't wait to write a testimony on that.
And yes, that's the one true home behind the veil of forgetfulness, which just came back out on audiobook on audible.com for everybody. Yep.
Yes. Oh, it's delicious. And it's like in heaven, it's about 2 weeks compared to here on earth.
Yes.
You know, and so this is people, a blip in the radar. If you're drowning, don't give up. It's just like a little second of what eternity is. So wipe away that fear, you know.
Yeah.
Just keep putting one foot in front of the other, like what you told me to do. And God, one night, it's like, boom. And then the next day, the miracle happened. And the next day, it was like just amazing. So I'm super excited about
I am so excited for you. I just drew three cards for you. And the first card is the marriage card. It's the Four of Wands. This is being celebrating a celebration around hard fought for work.
Mm.
This is, there are several celebration cards in the tarot deck, but this one in particular is about having worked diligently at something, and the posse of angels are saying, you work diligently on finding the divine inside of you, and now you're celebrating it. And they're showing me like the yellow brick road opening up in front of you, and it's just sparkly and it's just bright. You have fully encompassed the change that you wanted to see in the world, and now that's your reflection, and you're creating that ease of grace on your own yellow brick road. Now, the next card that came out, I'm not surprised, is the Page of Wands. This is a new beginning. You're creating a new beginning. I don't know if you're doing your Reiki professionally, but they're saying soon you will.
Not yet. Yeah, I don't quite know how to do that. I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no
idea,
actually.
Then I want you to send me an email to Candy at angelhealinghouse.com. I have tutored and attuned many master teachers around the world, and one of the things that I take them through is how to set up a business. As my gift to you, Kimberly, because you have done absolutely wonderful, wondrous things, is I will then send you back an email on the ways that you can step by step start your own Reiki practice. The next card
Amazing.
That comes out for you is another new beginning, is an Ace of Pentacles. And this will bring you abundance, and this will bring you this feeling of prosperity and wealth inside that, yes, you'll be making money out of it, but it'll go so far beyond money because it'll be more priceless than you can possibly ever imagine. This has been such a magical call. I can't thank you enough.
Can't wait to give it away. Oh, magical call. Thank you so much.
You're very
Miracles
welcome.
Happen. I am
Miracles
just,
do
thank
happen.
You in advance. Yes, Bert. Oh my gosh, all of this. And I'm so looking forward to emailing you then. I will do that. Thank
Great.
You.
Great. You're very, very welcome. God bless you. Take care, beautiful.
Thank you. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you. Thank you to everyone listening around the globe. Thank you to all your emails, and thank you to all the support that you give me. Remember, Angel Healing House airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. And do remember, with the holidays coming up, my spiritual gifts, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, about my past lives and what the heck I did in between those lives. True Story of My Past Lives. There's the sequel to that book is I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel, the true life story of Angel Ariel, who I am, who is in Claire Candy body, who walked in on January 11th of 2003, and the beautiful Angels of Faith book for the child within all of us, which reminds us that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. You can get all those books on Amazon, on audible.com, the two novels, and also certainly on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. Remember, everyone, to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and, as always, angel blessings. And I do look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.